Good morning, Chair. Hey, what DJ? DJ, how are you? I'm fine, Chairman. How is my chair?
I'm very well. DJ.
No, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much,
sir. Long time that we have not been seeing you.
Yeah, we're on the ground, sir.
Okay. All right, good morning. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, the DG and your delegation and all guests. You are invited to, you are welcome to this meeting of the Portfolio Committee. Anele, can we determine if we do have a quorum?
My name is Chair Members. Yes, Chairperson, we do have a quorum. We do have in the House Honorable Lucia, Honorable Sulia, Honorable Notata, Honorable Sendekwayo, and Honorable Mananiso. And we have an apology from Prof. Pozzoli. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Apologies is the only apology we have received from Prof. Pozzoli.
Yes, including the Minister, Chair.
Okay. All right, let's proceed then with the meeting. We are scheduled to receive a briefing on saving the 2020 academic year. These are some of the briefings that we have been scheduling.
Sorry, Chairperson.
Okay, I'll just give you, just give me 1 minute. I'll recognize you, Mam Sibiya. I'm saying these are some of the briefings that we have been having with a view to try and see if we can assist in saving the 2020 academic year. So we were supposed to have this briefing last week on Wednesday. And we received a request from the minister that there is a cabinet quota, and therefore the minister was not available. The minister requested us to have this briefing this week. Well, he identified Thursday afternoon, in the evening actually. So we felt the evening meetings are not very productive, especially if there's nothing happening during the day. So we then decided that let's have it this morning. So there is an apology that we have received from the minister that is not going to be available. He's attending, he's chairing the interviews for the appointment of the DDG in the Department of Science and Innovation. And so he said, he indicated that he has instructed the department to be led by the DDG, Mr. Gwebs. So we don't have the minister today.
The reason for the minister for not being with us today, but you have said so that he is busy with the interviews. It seems as if our portfolio committee meetings are not being prioritized by the minister. We feel we are very, 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 very disturbed now, because the minister was not with us for the whole more than three meetings. We feel uncomfortable to continue with the meeting without the minister. I see the teaching, but I want the minister to be with us, and we must be led by the minister. I think it will be unfair to continue with a meeting without the minister today. Thank you, Chairperson. We are humble, Chairperson, womlanda uthi sicela abe khona emithingini. Yethu dala samgcina Chairperson, asisamazi. It's his responsibility ukuthi asinikeze ama-response if sibuza on behalf of i-department. Konakele Chairperson, siyamcela abe khona u-minister. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Who says yes?
Yes,
okay.
It's me.
Raise your hand, Honorable Tendokwayo, if you want to speak. I see Dr. Sorry, not Dr. Tendokwayo. Honorable Lizie, his hand is up. Honorable Lizie.
Yes, thanks very much, Chairperson. Good morning to everybody. The team from USTAT, the team led by the DG from the department, honorable members. My name is Iltebo Kholisiwe, and I would like to echo the sentiments of honorable Sibiya, Chairperson. I think there are some of the questions. I mean, the department already sent us their presentation. We have all presentations, and we have gone through some of or all of these presentations. I can guarantee you now, some questions that we are going to have will require the political leadership of the department to respond. And I think, Chairperson, I want to second the view by Honorable Sibiya that we don't continue with this meeting until the minister comes. I mean, for us to have a meeting this week, it was because the minister had asked us for a postponement. And when we have a meeting, the minister is not available. I think, Chairperson, quite frankly, that is unacceptable. And I'm therefore seconding the proposal that we don't continue with the meeting. In fact, we write to the minister. I see the minister's office is here. But we write directly to the minister, or we write to the office, informing the minister that we could not proceed today because we want the minister in the meeting. Because there are certain answers that we believe that it's only the political leadership of the department that can respond to. the saving the academic year is extremely important, Chairperson. It's already October now. And there are certain things that the minister has committed to the students, parents of those students, universities, and those things have not been done. And I think it's important that we send a message that as the portfolio committee, we have cancelled or postponed this meeting again because we want the political leadership of the department in the meeting to respond to these questions we have. I mean, the one thing that I'll just say is the issue of the laptops. In April, the minister made commitment that students will get laptops. It's October. What is it, 5-6 months later, students, some of these students don't have these laptops.
Honorable Tia, is it me or is it Ken?
I think it's his connection, Chair.
Is this connection, eh? I thought it was me. Okay. I think we will come back to him to conclude the point that he was making. I see the hand of Honorable. Honorable Tia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know what happened. These things, Chairperson, people can just... I'm finishing, Chairperson, that within the next 7 days, the minister must appear before the committee and this program be rescheduled from between next week, Tuesday, and Friday because it's extremely important. But in the letter, it must be clear that within the next 7 days, we need the minister to be here. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Ndi. Honorable Notada.
Chairperson.
No, thanks.
Oh, sorry. hey. Kikupao sa samplayama. I don't know how I missed your hand. My sincere apologies, my sister. Honorable Mananisto.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for actually making sure that we meet today as we have arranged per last week. However, one must agree with two honorable members that they have just spoken, Honorable Lucia and Honorable Masbiya, to say that, I mean, it won't be right for us to continue this today because whatever that we were supposed to do last week, it was supposed to happen as what we are anticipating to do now. So we must postpone this meeting till the minister comes to this particular portfolio committee. Chairperson, I think one must say that I'm very disappointed that every time when the minister has to come to this portfolio committee meeting, we hear apologies, and we have always emphasized the fact that we need him to actually be in this particular meeting so that he can account. One of the things that I must note that makes me uncomfortable, Chairperson, is the fact that this platform of portfolio committee is the one that actually strengthens the oversight of us as members of parliament. And it's not comfortable for us every time to be engaging with the administration as if they are just conveyor belts to the minister. We want him to account in this particular platform to show that we take our South African people, more especially in this sector, we speak about students. Our students must know that we are taking them serious and their business is our agenda on a daily basis. So I don't think it is proper that we continue with this particular meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mananiso. Honorable Notada will be followed by Honorable Tembekwai.
No, thank you so much, Chair. Good morning to everybody. Chair, I won't rehash what the other members have said, but I want to add and say, in that resolution we're going to take for the portfolio committee today to not continue, we must subpoena the minister, because we've got those powers. And we are subpoenaing the minister to come and give us a report on the saving of 22 liters in nuclear as a political head of that particular department, and for him to come in account because we've got an oversight organization to pay. Besides the fact that we get emails, messages on a daily basis regarding the epidemic here, generally from across institutions, we need to have the political head to come and account on certain things that we have been presented to by him, by the way, earlier on this year, about how we're going to compete the academic year and what needs to be done, what needs to be procured. And I think on the policy I raised this issue of laptops, and I raised it in the previous meeting with NSFAX as well, and various other issues that we've picked up on, things that they've presented to us as a department earlier on in the year, Chair. I feel like we're being really completely undermined by the fact that the minister has requested a postponement to this particular date, and then all of a sudden there's a clash of interviews with a DDG in the Department of Science and Innovation. I think it's quite undermining because, I mean, he controls that particular diary in terms of what happens in his own department. And it's quite undermining that the portfolio committee indicated that we must come and sit on this date of the 16th, and then all of a sudden the minister has got other commitments. So I think we need to start taking our oversight role seriously and actually subpoena the minister. You know, saying that he must appear within 7 days is one thing. We must subpoena him on a specific date that he must come and present with his department on all these entities that are here to present today to ask so that he can account on certain things. We can pose questions. We've read all these documents. We know the presentation. What we normally sit here to do is allow these entities to present because the public watches our meetings. But ultimately, we've already prepared for these things. And we've got specific questions that we want to pose to the political leadership of the department itself. Thank you so much, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. I see Honorable Dr. Tembekwai's hand. And then Honorable Liago will be the last.
Good morning, Chairperson and everyone here. And I just would like you to say accountability of the of the minister plays an important role. Because like everybody said, there are questions that specifically need his attention and no one else. And yes, we can't engage any saving of academic 2020 year in his absence. He invited us. He needs to be here. So I concur with the previous honorable members on the fact that we cannot continue with this specific meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Liabo, you will be the last.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Without sounding like a broken record, as other members have spoken, I think I concur with the posture that this meeting can't continue without the political head or the department coming to present to us on this most important item on saving the academic year. And I feel that because it was his request that this meeting sit on this particular date, he should have made sure that he manages his diary in accordance, giving respect to the portfolio committee. And I think the separation of powers is in place to ensure that there is no abuse of power by any leg in our state. And if the executive does not give credence to the fact that we exist to hold them accountable, while respecting the fact that they've got to implement what they present to us during the period of the APPs and the budget cycle, then it becomes a futile exercise to have a portfolio committee that cannot hold them accountable on what they're executing. And so I agree, Chairperson, that let this meeting be paused, to be continued at a date where the minister will be called again. And I seem to agree with Honorable Notata, who says, subpoena the minister. If indeed this process is serious to him, the portfolio committee must then subpoena him to appear before it to account. And that's it. It's not a personal attack. It's a requirement that the minister must just come and account on a particular matter, as required even by law. And so I concur with all the members who spoken before me, Honorable Chair. Let's stop this meeting and have another date where the political head, the minister, will be present with us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Members. On your comments and your proposal, I think there is a unanimous view by all the members that this meeting should not proceed, that the matters that we have asked the department to brief us on require the attendance of the minister. And therefore, we will have to reschedule and convene another meeting in the next 7 days, wherein we will be expecting the minister to attend. I note the proposal of Honorable Nodada, which was seconded by Honorable Yabo, that we should subpoena the minister to come to the meeting. However, I think that let that be the last option that the committee will exercise. So we will convene a meeting, we will set up a date in the next meeting, in the next 7 days, sorry, wherein we will expect the minister to attend. Now, if there is no attendance on that day, then we can exercise the option as suggested by Honorable Nodata and Honorable Yao, that of summoning the minister. But I'm sure that the members have expressed themselves very firmly on this point, that the minister is required to come, and I'm sure that the minister will also take to heed the views as expressed by members in this meeting, and he will make himself available in the next meeting. So indeed, we postponed last week on Wednesday because of the request that we received from the minister that we should move the meeting to this week. As I said, his preferred option was last night. However, we have taken a view that we will not have meetings of the portfolio committee in the evening unless in some exceptional circumstances. And that's why we had to convene for today. And hence this apology. So I think that's how we are going to finalize the meeting. Indeed, members are correct. There are other matters that requires the leadership of the department in the form of the minister to take the members on board, take members into confidence in terms of how this academic year is going to be rescued. We are in October. The academic year normally comes to an end in November. I don't know this academic year in other institutions. There is a suggestion that others may finish in February, in March, others in April next year. We don't know. There are implications arising from that situation, which can only be discussed with the minister. And there are other issues that members are raising as well. So I think that's how... Oh, I see Honorable Mukacha's hand is up. I didn't pick it up earlier on. Honorable Mukacha, you wanted to say something as we wrap up?
Thanks, Chair. Apologies, I'm just not feeling too well this morning, as I tried to indicate. But Chair, I think if there's one thing I'd just like to share or express is that we truly, in the midst of all of these delays, the people that are most disadvantaged are the greatest stakeholders of the higher education and training sector, which are students. And these delays continue to hinder us from being able to make progress in ensuring that these stakeholders, students of South Africa, and other students that may have been, that are studying within our institutions from other parts of the country, are represented and that their needs are tabled and championed by us as representatives of our constituencies. And so as we continue to face these postponements and delays, I think we must express our greatest apologies to the greatest stakeholders of the higher education and training sector, which are students. And it's really disappointing, Chair, that we find ourselves in this particular circumstance. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Whip, and we wish you a speedy recovery. Get well very soon. There is a lot of uncertainty, as the Honorable Mukacha is saying, on the part of the student as to what is going to happen to them in this academic year. What is the future for them in terms of their studies? And therefore, I think it's important that we then have that session with the minister, so that we can then attend to some of the concerns that are there, the uncertainties. The minister can come and allay the uncertainties, and we can also do our work in exercising oversight, ensuring that there's accountability on the part of the executive organ of the state to Parliament. So that's how we are going to wrap up this meeting, Honourable Members. One, the meeting is not going to take place. We are going to postpone this meeting on account of unavailability of the minister. Two, we will then set up a date in the next 7 days and invite the minister to come and brief us, take us on board on saving the 2020 academic year. We will communicate with the office of the minister, as suggested by Honorable Lucia. We will write a letter to the minister to express the concerns that have been expressed by members here in this meeting about his unavailability, and also to indicate that the meeting will be taking place in the next 7 days. And then the proposal, as I said, of Honorable Modada of summoning the minister will be entertained as the last resort. I personally don't think that the minister will not accede to the request to have a meeting in the next 7 days. But of course, if there is any eventuality that result in a situation where, despite our request to engage with the minister in the next 7 days, there is no compliance with that request, then of course Parliament has got an instrument to make sure that there is accountability to Parliament, and that instrument is a subpoena, so that can always be exercised. So I'm just pleading with the members that let's allow the 7 days, and if there is no response for the 7 days, and then the committee will then exercise the option of issuing subpoena to the minister to come and attend the meeting. I would like to apologize on behalf of the committee to other guests that we have invited, because it's not only our, it's not only the department we have invited, the USAF, we have also invited the SAUS to come and brief us. So I would like to apologize on behalf of the portfolio committee to the stakeholders that unfortunately, as we have heard, members are of the same view that this meeting cannot proceed without the minister, and therefore the meeting is not proceeding, and correctly so, that the members are sharing their concerns. So we will communicate with the office of the minister and identify a date. Members are saying in the next 7 days, so it's going to be next week. After this meeting, we'll just look at our schedule, our program, and then make sure that we identify a date on which we will then engage in with the minister and the department on saving the 2020 academic year. Otherwise, thank you very much, honorable members. This is the shortest meeting that I have ever chaired in the sixth parliament. I hope our days get freed and we can attend to other things. So thank you very much, honorable members. We will meet again next week. What is on the program next week, Anela?
Yes, Tuesday, Chairperson, we are meeting with the Department of Humanities and CISA on eradication of the certification segment.
We're meeting with on the eradication of certification backlogs.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then Wednesday?
Yeah, it's the department as well as QCTO on the review of the curriculum of the CET and TVET sector.
Okay. And Friday, there's nothing?
Friday, we're planning to meet one of the universities, sir, in Nasrus.
Okay. So we've already issued invites for Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
We can move this meeting to Tuesday on saving the 2020 academic year. But anyway, let's take that off. Of this platform, we can then look at the program. Members are requesting that we must have this meeting next week. So we need to create space next week. Wednesday normally is a cabinet meeting, so I think maybe let's avoid Wednesday and either Tuesday or Friday. But we will notify the members about the meeting. I think if we do it Friday, it will still be within the next 7 days. So I think Friday seems to be the most appropriate date. So we will be working around Friday next week. Otherwise, thank you a lot, honorable members. Let's meet again next week, Tuesday, when we engage with the Department Duma Lucia Sita on the certification backlogs. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It looks like they want to meet every Friday. That's what seems to be possible. Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Okay. But everything will be communicated to members, to everybody. Because I don't know if we're going to what the thanks guys, thanks for the input. Let's try it. It appears to be Fridays are the possible days for us to meet. So let's see if next week Friday it's going to be possible, but everything will be communicated in terms of people. Don't understand. Simple as that.
I've been engaged up and not talk with disease and no patel.
That's why I'm not
killing.